Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack described the wildfire outlook this way.
We're going to be faced, obviously, with a difficult fire season. Make no mistake about that.
Vilsack spoke at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, where predictions for June, July, and August are above normal for much of Idaho, Oregon, California, Arizona, and New Mexico. But the money to fight those fires has been cut because of federal budget cuts known as the sequester. Vilsack says 5% of his budget is gone.
But on top of that, the Congress added another 2.6%. So we actually had to deal with about a 7.5% cut in the remaining part of this year. So it's in essence 15% of your remaining money. That translates for the Forest Service into the inability to hire 500 more people than they would otherwise be able to hire. That impacts the number of engines that are available. It just is what it is.
That means instead of hiring 10,500 firefighters, the Forest Service will reduce that number by 500. Then there will be 50 fewer engines on the ground. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell said she's dealing with federal budget cuts as well.
We will fight the fires and we will do them safely, but the resources will go to suppression, which is not ideal. So you can take care of fighting of fires in any given year, but what you're not doing is putting the resources in place to thoughtfully manage the landscapes for the future.
Jewell says there are fewer seasonal workers being hired. That means if the fire season is bad, they may have to bring in more contract resources, which could cost more money in the long run. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.